Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yudalid in the Art School Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halachot Tes, starting in Amud Aleph in the top. Says the Gemara, Mezuzo is Tani Tani Psucho. The Mezuzo has two parashias, Shema Yisrael and Behoyim Shemoya. The question is regarding the space between the two parashias. Is it a Psucho or a Stumo? We'll see in the moment where Psucho and Stumo means according to Yerushalmi. But it says Mezuzo is Tani Tani Psucho. Stain time stumas machlekes between the brises is the space in between psucho and stumo. Shuah bashirz mishmei derav said halacha kemishorim psucho. It makes sense to be psucho. Shein zemekayma because in the Torah they're not written one next to each other. They're far away from each other. Shema and Vayim Shemoya. They're two different brises. So if so, it's you should not have stumo, which is really more of a connector. Should be psucho. It says now the Gemara, what does it mean psucho and stumo? Psucho miroisho stumo. Meaning, if the beginning of the line is empty, meaning you're starting to write letters only in the middle of the line, that's called stuma, according to the Yerushalmi. Ptucho misoifo psucho. If you end the line in the middle and then you have spacing from the middle of the line to the end, that's called psucho. Psucho mikanu mikan stuma. The reason is because you're supposed to have at least 9 letters of spacing. So if he wrote, he finished the parsha, and there's right now, the amount of space that you have until the end of the line is now 9 letters. Continues in the next line, and he continues the spacing. So the line above ends a little bit before the end. The line below starts a little bit after the beginning. That's called stumo. If in this case you want to do psucho, you must skip the entire line and start again in the third line below. So it comes out, it says Reb Chaim, that parsha stumo, you always start in the middle of the line. And Parsha Psucho, you always start in the beginning of the line. Because Parsha Stumo, you skip a little bit and then you start. Parsha Psucho, you go to the next line and then you start. And that is the sheet of the Rambam, the Gaon Psucho and Stumo, not like we have, not like our Minuk. Continues the Gemara and says, Tov Hishmi Pasuk Echot. If one, he skipped in the middle of writing the Sefer Torah, a full Pasuk. Im Yesh Bushtaim Shalosh Shitim. If it's 2 to 3 lines, Metakro Vikoriboy. So you will fix it and then you can read it from the Sefer Torah. In other words, if he has to come and erase more than 4 lines, then you don't read from the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Zohi, Rabbi Shem Chananel, Bekerakin. Same thing if you have a kero, which means a tear. If the tear is 3 lines long, so then you start, you can fix it and correct the Sefer Torah. But if it's a 4 lines long, so then that this parchment is possible. Continues the Gemara with the halachas of Sefer Torah. Tani Sefer Sheyesh Bo Shtayim V'Shalosh Tahuyos B'Chol Daf Edaf. You have a Sefer Torah has 2 to 3 mistakes in each one of the pages. Metaknoi V'Koriboy. So you can fix it and you read that Sefer from that Sefer Torah. Arbo. But if there's 4 mistakes in each page, ain't a Koriboy. That's already too much to fix. So the Gemara Tani Sefer Sheyesh Bo Shmoinim V'Chamesh Tahuyos K'Pashas V'Yimin Tzoharoin. If you have 85 mistakes within the entire Sefer Torah, like the amount of letters they have in the Parshas of Yimin Tzoharoin, Metakno V'Koriboy, he corrects it and he can read from it. Mashma, more than 85? No. We said you can have 3 on each page. It's much more than 85. Omar of Shami, Kam Sefer Godo, the Kam Sefer Koton. If there's many pages to the Sefer Torah, because the Ksav is thick, so then you could have many more mistakes. If it's not a lot of pages, then you can have only 85 mistakes. If he finds 1 page which is intact, meaning there's no mistakes there, so then it saves the entire Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, Mashal, what does it mean that he found 1 page which is intact? Meaning, if you find 1 page which is full, so then even though there's 4 mistakes in every page, it's okay. But this page, which is Shalom, which has no mistakes, what does it mean it has no mistakes? Then this page doesn't have 4 mistakes, while all the entire Sefer Torah, every page has 4 mistakes, this one has less than 4. Or it means in order to save the entire Sefer Torah, this page has to have none, no mistakes at all, not even 3. And the Gemara does not answer the question. Continues the Gemara and says, Chagra chuyder abo barbino, yehav oraiso, the Rav Chananel the Korah, but he gave a Torah to Rav Chananel to read it. Which means you have to have a clear mind to go and check it out because it seems to be too many mistakes. But then he found 1 page which was didn't have that many mistakes or had no mistake. Vitzil skulo. And we asked the same question. Was Shalom with no mistakes or Shalom Shen Barayimah? He found 1 that didn't have 4 mistakes and he made that's good enough. Same question as we had before. And the Gemara does not answer. Says the Gemara of Zohar of Chanan Mishem Rav Tifuro, which means stitching the Sefer Torah together. Halacha Moshe Messin, it cannot be glued, it has to be stitched. Rav Yirmi Mishem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Kishrei Tefillin Halacha Moshe Messin. Where you have the knots of Tefillin, the Yud that you have in Tefillin Shiyad, and the Dal that you have in Tefillin Shiroish, it's Halacha Moshe Messin. Rav Yirmi Yo, Afsakas Ritzuoso the Tefiloso. His Ritzuo got cut off. Shalom Rabo by Memel. He asked Rabo by Memel, what should I do? Here the Mefarshim explained, now like Reb Chaim, that he asked, can you tie them together? Can you do another knot to tie the piece that was cut off? Omaleu ksharatom afilu ksharatamo. It needs to be ksharatamo, not to have additional knots. Reb Zohar, you see, gudu the ritzuoso. Gudu ritzuoso means he was able to stitch the ritzuo together, and that got torn off. Shalom chuno v'lav tino v'shorinle, they allowed him to restitch it again. Then he again got cut off. But that was wrong. That's not loymin ulpan means loymin adin. Should not do that. Why not? Because once it was already twice cut off, you don't go again and stitch it together. Rabbo, prayed Rav Chiya Barbo, or Rav Chiya B'Shem B'Yochanan, they said, Alocha zeshu toifer tzich she mishar milamanon u milamato kadesh lo yikora. When you stitch together the Sefer Torah, you have to make sure that the stitches won't get to the edge of the parchment. So you'll have a little spacing. So if you stretch out the parchment, there will be some spaces so it won't get torn. So it says over here, halacha, and it says a reasoning. It says, he hit it on his hand, meaning to say the sentence doesn't make sense. Im halacha, why have to tell me the reason? Lama lo yikareha? Or have to tell me they won't get torn? If you lo yikareha, lama halacha? If you have a reason, I don't need to have halacha mishmei Sinai. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis brings more of the halachas that we have regarding Sefer Torah. Halacha Moshe Sinai Shu Koisvim Be'oiris has to be written on parchments on heights. Ve'Koisvim Be'Doy the ink you have to use ink. O Mesargalim Be'Kone use a reed to do sargalim, which means to make lines in the Sefer Torah. Ve'Korchim Be'Seir and you attach it together with here. Ve'Toylim Be'Matlis Ve'Doivkim Be'Devik. You use here the second Shai Rav Chaim, which means that they go and they cover the parashas at tefillin with a patch, and they can glue the parashas at tefillin together. V'toyfrim begidin, and you go and you sew them together, you attach them together with sinews. Okashu toyfer yet toyfer katefer hazeh, meaning a very narrow stitch, and it should not be too wide. V'tzorch shem mishayim ben shita l'shita kemalei shita. Between each line, the Sefer Torah, you have to have a line in between. Ben teva l'teva kemalois, between every word you have to have a space of one letter. Ben ois lois kolshu, between each letter has to be a little spacing kolshu. Ben daf ledav, you have to have a spacing of meloi gudol, meaning the size of a thumb between the different pages of the Sefer Torah. And asos soif adav shovel l'tchilos soif posel, meaning he attached two pages together and there's no spacing, it becomes posel. Tzoich liten revach b'sefer milaman shteitz boris v'lamadam sholosh. You have to have two fingers on top of the page to the edge and three fingers in the bottom. Rabbi Yoyer b'toyro, when it's talking about a sefer toyro, so then milaman sholosh above, you have to have three fingers v'lamadam tefach, you have to have tefach in the bottom. V'tzoch shem mishar ben sefer l'sefer kemula harba shitim. Between every chumash, you need to have four empty lines. Uber novi shlishneim asur, in the novi trail, so you have 12 neviim together, so then between each novi, you have to have sholosh three lines. Because you don't want to come and cut the chumashim, so you have to make sure the heavy chumash ends in the middle of the page, and then you continue the next chumash also in the middle of the page. But novi, you could end one novi in the end and turn the next novi in the next page. Novi also, but if it's a novi of twelve, which you're not supposed to separate, you should not do it. Every part should not have less than three pages. Not more than eight pages. That's in the middle, beginning, mean doing the Sefer Torah when you're in the middle of writing the Sefer Torah. But the last parchment of the Sefer Torah can have less pages. What's the number of pages you should have in a Sefer Torah? There's no shear how many pages you can have. The gvil means when you take the hide as is, and without cutting it into and not without peeling it. So then you have to write the Sefer Torah when you use the gvil, use the hide, use the bemokav seir, the side that faces the hair. Klav means when you cut the hide into two, you peel it in the middle. So then you the top part is called a klav. So there you write b'mekorim nechoshto. You write the Sefer Torah in the inner part of the klav, the one that faces towards the meat. In Shina Pasul, he wrote on the wrong side is Pasul. Don't have part of the parchment of the Sefer written on height, and the other part on klaf, which is the peel of the height. You could use two different types of hides from different animals, a chay and a behemo. Another halacha is you have to use the skin of a behemah teoyro, of the one that it's tar. Because it says, L'man tiyah teres Hashem b'ficho, mimash atanoy se'ficho, learn from the pasuk, has to be something you can put in your mouth. It says you can use the skin of nevelis atrefus, which you cannot eat. Doesn't mean you can eat this meat. This could be nevel atrefo. But if it was checked like it was supposed to, so you can eat it. Voicim omud la sefer besoifoi. Every sefer of Tanach, you take a pole and you roll the parchment on the pole. And you do it towards the end of that sefer. That's where you put that pole. La toiro mikano mikano. The toiro has two poles, one on each side. La fiach goylim a sefer letchilosoi, but toiro lemtsioso. So regular sefer, you put the pole in the end, you have to roll it towards the beginning. The toiro, you roll towards the middle because you have two poles. I don't have to go to the middle of the Sefer Torah. I just have to make sure to be between two parchments. Make sure that you write in between the place where they at, where they sew the two parchments together. So if it tears, meaning if it's pulled to both sides, it will tear the Mokom HaTefer and not the parchment itself. You have a sefer, it doesn't have a cover to it. So don't leave it open. Just turn it around so the ksav will face the bottom and it won't be bizoy into the ksav. Referring to somebody who's reading the sefer Torah, he needs to leave for a little bit, so he doesn't want to roll it, so he just turns it around as long as the ksav is facing down, so then it's okay. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Yud Daled.